Blog Talk Radio.
Seven three one, 327. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, this is Yummy.
Yeah, this is Yummy.
Hey, how you doing? Okay, I'll just check to make sure. How you doing today?
I'm good.
finally, we got this interview thing going on.
I know, right?
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, young lady.
Well, I am, I'm not going to say a professional model because I'm not. I'm going to say I'm an amateur. I did some adult modeling. I've been featured in 20-plus magazines. Recently been featured in Hip Hop Weekly magazine.
Okay.
I do all kind of stuff.
Now, I seen you recently done some photo shoots. I don't know if it was recent. I seen the video where you had the makeup on. But I didn't look at the date.
Yeah.
So when was the last photo shoot you had done?
That was back in April.
Okay.
And actually, that was the photo shoot for Hip Hop Weekly magazine. I did.
Okay. All right. And you also, is that a nomination or are you already in the voting process? Or is that a nomination thing that you're doing right now?
That's part of the adult side modeling that I do on the on my webpage that I have. Basically, all it is that people just vote. It's like a little contest they have every month. It's nothing major. It's just, you know, a little something they try to do to encourage everybody to get their followers and stuff just to vote.
Okay. All right, cool. So how long have you been modeling? So you said you're amateur, so I have to ask, you know.
I have been doing this, I know, 4+ years.
Okay.
So not that long, long enough.
Right. So have you started hosting any shows or anything like that?
I haven't done any of that here recently, and I think the reason for that is because of the adult side of the modeling that I do. That kind of scares a lot of people off. You would think it would attract people, and I think they either want you to either be a video vixen or a porn star. You know, I don't think they've ever had anybody that's, like, in between, which is where I am.
Okay.
So it kind of scares a lot of people off. They don't know how to take me, so.
So because of the adult modeling part, so they don't want to kind of mix it, I guess, is what you think. I guess it depends on who they're trying to get into the place. Because it seems like if you're trying to get I don't know, these days, I don't know, you know, because it seems like these days it
won't
matter,
I mean,
you know, because so much going on.
You would think that, but it actually does, because they either want you to go 10% or they want you to go 100%. You know, you're either going to be there sexy or you're going to be there busting it wide open, letting people put their fingers in your coochie. You know, you can't be the middleman and just, you know, walk around and just be naked. You know, you got to pick a side. You're either going to be, you know.
Right.
So, that confuses
right,
people.
I guess.
Yeah.
So do you ever do any, not, I don't think the hip-hop industry would, you know, would pretty much trip off. They want to see the sexy ladies. They want them on stage. So you ever thought about doing any of the hip-hop stuff?
No. Right now, hip-hop is only looking for the, as I call them, the mixed race island type girls. I don't know if you noticed in these music videos here lately, there aren't any black girls in there that you can actually say that's a black girl. Only time you actually see black women in these hip-hop videos when they twerking. So, no, I'm opt out of doing all of that. You know, it just sends a bad vibe among black women saying, y'all are not pretty enough just to play the pretty girl role, but you good enough to bounce that ass. We'll call you when you want to bounce that ass, though.
And now see, now you're going to have me paying more attention to these videos now, but I'm telling you, check it out, man.
It's like, you look at it, you be like, trying to figure out what's her ethnicity? You know, what is he? You know, usually when you turn on hip-hop videos, you know that's a sus. You be like, hey, girl, you know. And every now and then they have sprinkles of other races in there, but now there is no traces of black women until they start talking about bounce that ass.
Now,
yeah,
see,
everybody's
now
mixed with something.
To the twerkers and See, I'm gonna be looking more.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't gonna even. I'm not even gonna be listening to the music now. I'm gonna be watching the video. Be like, okay, let's see, let's see. Okay, well, let's see if she right. Okay.
I'm telling you, it's mind blowing. It's so mind blowing. And then it's like they're like, you know, hip hop, rap, and all of that. You know, supposed to be predominantly black.
Right.
But how is it predominantly black when there's no black women in the videos? I mean, that's mind blowing to me. It's like, what kind of? I mean, it's, I don't know. That's just how I be thinking. I look and I be like, mm. You know, when you're a model and you're in the hip hop industry, you think, ooh, I want to get in the music video and be next to, you know. But when you're a black woman, you can't, unless your skin is light and you can pass for maybe a Caribbean woman, then no. Mm-mm. You ain't getting in no music video unless you twerking. Now, if you one of them twerkers, they gonna call you when they want you to bounce.
Well, I want to see a twerk video. You got some twerk videos?
I did a few, but I don't really like. I'm not into twerking. It's just I'm not into it. I'm more of a seductress type thing. I do that.
Okay. Well, you know, a lot of them do it for popularity because that the guys gonna watch it.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
They gonna
watch it.
I understand
they share
that.
It and, you know, so. But,
hey, and
you know, a lot
ain't
of
nothing wrong with it.
If I want, you know, if I want a guy, I'll probably, you know, let me see how many hits I can get, you know, on the twerk video. If I
yeah,
want a guy.
I mean, the
know.
Only the only thing about that is a lot of them who do it are not trying to look at it from a business perspective. You know, I see a lot
right.
of these girls doing so stuff for free. You already know
right.
people are copying being a black woman. You already see they copying, mimicking everything we do. A black woman right now is a trend. I hate to say it, but it's the truth. They're trying to do everything like us. So keeping that
That's
in
true.
Mind, when you twerk, you need to try to see how you can make a profit off of it, right? So you got a YouTube
right,
page.
Exactly.
You know, you can get paid based off that. But if you're just putting it on mm-hmm. social media, how are you making money? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like if it's not making
right.
you any money, you shouldn't be doing it for free. Like, you should just give a
right.
sample and be done. But they be doing a whole video.
Whole
you
video.
Done show everybody
I mean,
what you can do just for likes. And where's your profit?
Right. And but I'm gonna tell you this.
That's
this awesome. is like with me. I be telling guys, you know, and you know, let some ladies, you know, I be, you know, just talking shit to, you know. So I be like, well, from my experience, the ones that twerk the best don't know how to have sex. They don't know how to do nothing.
Oh.
they be like, for real? I be like, That's just a court. That's just with my experience, you know. They were like, and then some of the guys were thinking like, damn man, you know what? You know, shit. You might be right on that, man, because it was this one gal. She had a little twerk video. She was throwing down twerking, but she in the bed. She couldn't do none of that. I was like, exactly, man, exactly. I was like, so that's like I said, that's just from my experience.
I've heard men say that. I can't speak on or nothing about none of that, but I have heard men say that. So I don't nah.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you
like
on
said,
that.
That's personal experience from my, you know, not saying all of them, but that's just personal experience.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
What are you running? What's the major things that you run into as far as with the men in the modeling industry, you know?
Well, the men, I don't really, when it comes to the modeling thing. That's not the problem. It's the adult side. A lot of them feel like,
okay.
Because, you know, on my page, I used to have, I took it down, where I'm having sex or giving them a blowjob or something. They just feel like, oh, she can help me get into porn. Oh, I want to shoot my next video with you. A lot of them really think, and I used to think this way, too. I'm guilty of thinking this way, that the porn industry, all you do is somebody turn a camera on, you just sleep with that little hottie over there. You do what you want to do. That's not the way
right.
it works. You do
right.
what you're instructed to do. And
right.
a lot of these men don't know you have to stay hard, I mean hours. These people are on set for hours. This is not no 15,
right.
20, 30-minute thing. So,
mm-hmm.
and not to mention, I'm not saying all of them, but some of them have to have a little help to stay, you know, hard. In
hard.
Between all this
mm-hmm.
stop, start, you know, going on. It's not
right.
just where you just straight beating it down. You know, I have to explain this to you.
Right.
You ain't just going to get on there and beat Keisha down like you beat Keisha down using projects. you know, you got to do it the way the director tells you to, or he'll find somebody
right.
who will. And a lot of these guys, you know, they'll inbox me pictures of your penis, what you think, and all this. It doesn't matter
right.
what I think. What matters
right.
is what the director thinks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because honestly, men are not as important in porn as the women are. Nobody actually watches porn and look at the men. They don't. They
exactly.
want to see the woman's reaction and so how you slanging her around or so on and so forth. The only time they really start paying attention to you when you're a male in the industry is when you've built a name.
Right.
And that takes a while. You know what I mean? It takes a while to build a name.
Right. Now
so,
I
and then
I
they
oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. All I was saying was, you know, also a lot of these men have to understand you're not going to get paid as much as the women. Because you're not going to be the star until you are the star, you know. But you got to put in work to do that.
Right.
So,
and, you know,
yeah.
and then, like you said, nobody's watching the
no.
movies to look at the men.
They're really not. Not even
the
women. The
women. Right.
Not even the women are looking at the men. I mean, we see them. We know we see an object going in there. We see him sweating with his doggone, what, Georgia boots on or whatever he's wearing. We see that. But we're not
right.
acknowledging him as an actual person in this film right now because you ain't been in here long enough for somebody to know you. But when you start
right.
doing, you know, 15, 20, 30 plus, then people start, oh, that's that dude that always, you know, sweat. He always make that old funny noise. He, you know, then people start to recognize
right.
who you are. But people are going to always recognize that woman first. I don't care if that's her first movie. She's going to instantly be famous. It's just comes with it, I guess.
Now, because like some of the people don't know in the porn industry, I interviewed somebody else that was in the, you know, in the industry also, and they were saying the same thing. You're saying with the stopping and going, these guys just think, you know, and you know
yeah.
they got by like, different movies, and like with women, they of course they make more, and it's, they get make more according to what they do. You know, if you do anal
right.
or you know and stuff like that, they make more. You know, but you know, so I was asking her what is the career, what is the, you know, career length for a porno star? So, and she said it's mostly the, it's more white women that make it longer than black women. So I don't know if you know anything about that part. I was just saying, what do you
well,
think about
I
that?
Well, I mean, that's true because I've heard a lot of well-known black porn actresses speak on it. But it also has a lot to do with what a lot of black women won't do that these white women will do. Like, for
will
instance,
do. Okay.
anal. Anal is one. A lot of black
right.
women don't
okay.
want to do anal. So they're, you know, when they turn that down, I mean, anal pays more than any other type of sex in the porn industry. It just does.
Okay.
So what's the other one? Double penetration. A lot of black women won't do that. So it really boils
okay.
down to what you're willing to do with how long you actually going to last in the business.
Okay.
And you know, your
okay.
looks got something to do with it too. You know, you gotta keep yourself up.
Right.
You
and
know,
I see a lot of
you can't just be, you know,
go down.
yeah.
I see a
and
lot
then
of
once
down.
You go down, nobody wanna look at you with your clothes off. Nobody. So yeah, it's basically what you're willing to do, how you keep yourself up, on whether or not
right.
you're gonna actually stay in that type of business. Yeah.
Now, do guys always try to come at you like you're I'm gonna put it like this, like you're a prostitute? Like, I give you
oh, yeah.
so much money if you.
yeah, that's all the time. And the reason for that is some of these girls who cross over into the porn industry, when they don't make it big like they think they're going to make and they start doing all these bootleg porn,
right.
they cross over into doing escorting, prostitution. And so they feel
right.
like, oh, well, here's a new face. Let me just offer a few hundred dollars. She'll do it. Everybody else done did it. She'll take it.
Right.
So that's really where all that stems from. You have to know your limits. Either you're gonna be a porn star or you're going to be a prostitute, but you shouldn't be both. Now, I've heard a lot of well-known porn stars, you know, say to some of the girls, you know, well-known porn star actresses, and men too, so prostituting, which I heard a lot of them say pisses them off and they shouldn't be allowed to do porn and so on and so on. But it does happen. It just does happen. Some people are just so money crazy. They're willing to do whatever they got to do to get it, you know, and that's just what some of them do. But you have to know what you want to do and stick by your guns. So once you cross that line, you're going to be known as that. That's just what you're going to be known for. You're going to be the prostitute in the porn industry. And then you're not going to be making as much as your fellow co-star because she ain't out there doing the producer behind the trash can.
So they know you're out there making money doing this. A lot of them won't even book you
if they know you out there doing that because then you make the scene unsafe. You know, chances are you might have something, you can give your co-star something. A lot of them won't even book you, and then when word gets around that you do that, then you won't get booked and your career is over before it starts.
Right, because they know you done been out there and nobody's taking the chance of getting a disease or things like that.
Are there a lot of scams
in the porno industry?
Oh yeah, and I see a lot of these girls on Twitter get sad because they really think that they're gonna be the next, you know, Misty Stone, for instance. So they do these backwoods, you know, porn thinking, oh, he got a camera, oh, he gonna give me $200 and I'm gonna do this on the appointment. No, honey, he just doing that for his own little private personal collection. You is not gonna blow up overnight.
Now, you know what? I've seen this one. I don't know how real it is. You know, it's called Bam. It was one of my favorite porn. I used to just laugh at it. But it was I can't think of the name of it. But what it is I bet you do it. I think it's the name of it. And I don't know how real it is, but it seemed like it was real to me. You know, the guy would call, like just say me, for instance. I would call and you're my girl. Let's say you're my girlfriend. You're my girlfriend. I'll call you over and say, and we already made a bet before you got there that you won't do it. I bet she won't do it. I bet she will do it. Something like that. And me and him already made a bet that I bet him that you won't do it. You know, and you know, so he paying me. So the bet is maybe $300. I don't know. It didn't say how much it was. You know, so I call my girlfriend over. She come over, so he can't say anything to, you know, make it seem like he's not cool with it. Like I can't say, oh no, she ain't gonna do that. You know, I have to just be like, hey, if that's what you know, I mean, you know, I have to kind of go along with it. And that's like one of my favorite porno movies because these dudes mad as fuck. This dude banging they gal. You know, I was like cracking up. But like I said, that's one of my favorites. I'm just off the subject a little bit, but that's just one of my favorite porno movies right there. I always check it out. So how do the women get scammed? Like, what is one of the things that you've seen that how they get scammed into doing stuff?
Well, you know, first off, they start by, you know, a lot of women will start by just posting naked pictures at first. Then it'll lead into videos. You know, they'll just post it online for free. And then they'll, you know, of course you're going to get a lot of people in your inbox, and then you got this person acting like, you know, they are some legit company and so on and so forth. And then they start, you know, let me contact you, email you, whatever, and start spitting all this fast yin-yang in your ear. And next thing you know, all you're talking about is dollar signs. And you thinking, ooh, I'm going to be, ooh, you know, this, that's where you're minding, but you're not looking at the business of it. They're not looking at the business of it. You're not checking his credentials. I'm a new company, I ain't shot with nobody yet, yada, 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 yada. No. Even if he's a new company, his business, you know, all his paperwork should be legit. You know what I mean? Even with any new company, all of their, you know, paperwork going to be legit. You're going to know it's a real company. You see what I'm saying? Anytime when you have to ask him 1,000 questions and you're uncomfortable, then don't do it.
Right.
Because as a woman, your intuition will tell you this is not right. You shouldn't do it. Then you shouldn't do it. Use your common sense. But these girls are so quick to want to be famous overnight, they're not thinking. And then they end up either getting ran through on camera by some bunch of fuck boys to say I fucked a bitch on camera, and now they got you out here looking like a hoe when you was thinking you was a porn star. You not. Laughing at you, right. They don't pay you this measly money, you thinking you're a porn star. Now you tell them you got all in your bio, you're a porn star. Then come to find out this ain't even a real company. All they doing is picking, as they call them, needy ass bitches from these Facebook class. You want to be famous? Let me make her ass famous real quick. Fuck this on camera. You know, her fucking videos all over Pornhub and RudeTube.com. And these bitches think they done made it. You ain't made it. You don't got played. You just got fucking played. If you really, I mean honestly, really trying to make it in the industry and you want to start, you got to start from the bottom, work your way up, just do your own shit. Find you a nigga that you trust. Fuck his ass on camera. Sell your shit. They got plenty of websites where you can do that. Start with that. When these big companies see you, then they'll hit you up because they've hit me up. That's how you do it. That's how you protect yourself. You know what I'm saying? I would just advise anybody to do that. If you want to do it, start that way, unless one of them big-time companies done hit you up. They hit you up, do your own shit. But if you let these old rink-a-dink-ass companies hit you up with that bullshit, you're going to get played, going to get scammed. Ain't no telling where the hell your material is at. No telling. You don't know who got it.
Right. Right. And there's plenty of websites out here to throw them on, too.
It is. It's too many for somebody to be getting scammed. But that's what happens when you think you know everything, you're not listening to people, and you think you're going to be an overnight celebrity. That only happens once every blue moon, let's just be honest. So,
now, have you ever,
you got to think. It's still a business.
Right. Have you ever had any guys stalk you, or you had to block their ass because they just kept going, or they harassed you or anything?
I've had plenty of stalkers. I've had people to the, this is why I don't put my actual location. This is why I never put where I'm actually at. The place where I even live that I live, I don't live there. Just because when I did it that way, when I first started, people were going to the extreme of Googling my address, my phone number, showing up at my front door, showing up at my job. It became dangerous. And I hate to have a pop a cap in a nigga's ass, but I will. And you know what? It ain't just been men. It's been women. Want to check me about their man liking too many of my pictures, buying videos of her credit card. You need to check his ass. Don't check me.
Right. You ain't got nothing to do with that. That's
Exactly. But they'd be so ready to fight. And it's just, it's extreme. But it comes with the territory, and you can't just like now, when I go out to the club, I may or may not announce it. Just because last time I did that, it became dangerous. You know, a crazy woman showed up there ready to fight with her whole clique. I don't know. Something I do with her man. Her friend, I don't know. Something crazy. You know, or either I show up at a place like I was hosting, and I would show up at a place, and the outfits I wear, you know, they might be a little intimidating to people because a lot of these models, they don't wear half the shit I wear out in public. You know, they wear the music videos and they take pictures, but I wear shit like that out when I go to the club. So they, you know, be thinking they the only bitch in there that's looking good, and I walk in, and all of a sudden they mad, ready to fight. I don't be thinking about stuff like that when I go out. I just want to go out, have a good time. I'm the kind of person, I walk up to one and be like, girl, that outfit is bad on you, you know, something like that. And that kept the people off guard, like, oh, I thought she was going to be stuck up. No, that's not me. I'm cool, I'm laid back, you know.
Do you find sometimes that you have to live? Okay, well, you say you don't do the porn stuff anymore, right? So, but did you feel like you had to live like a double life when you were doing that?
Oh, I definitely. Well, I still am living a double life because even though I don't actually do the porn, you know, I still do nude stuff. So I actually am living a double life. Do I have to? Nope, I don't have to. I just do because this is better that way. In a way, it's exciting. You know, it's like I'm one way at home. I'm like Superman, you know, Clark Kent pushing paper and doing it, you know, at my 9-to-5. When I get off, you know, I get to dress all slutty and get paid to people off, I guess, because a lot of people be pissed off when they see me. So I guess I'm getting paid to piss people off. But that's not what I set out to do. But, you know, people be in their feelings, so it is what it is. So I do enjoy it. That's like one of my favorite pastimes. It's what I'm good at. I live a double life.
So are you in a relationship right now, or are you single?
No, let me tell you, relationships suck. when it's hard to meet a man who doesn't, in my area, who don't know who I am. But if I come across one, he soon find out because his friend, his daddy, is somebody. Man, you know who that
right.
is? You know, and then it's, and then I have to tell him and then let him choose whether or not he wants to deal with me. And, you know, a lot of times they say, yeah, and then, you know, we're out and about and people want to take pictures with me and they want me to sign something or do something or something
right.
or another. Then they can't handle all that attention. Or if I'm going, you know, doing my photo shoots while I'm naked, you know, they can't handle that.
Right.
So they can't handle what comes with the territory. So I usually end up being single. So single really is just the best. There's not a lot of men that can put up with it. They all say they can, but they can't.
I know I can handle it. I've been. They'd be like, "What happened? The dudes that she just did the photo shoot with, they found no bodies. Somebody like they found their bodies over, like right across the street from the studio. So, right after the photo shoot.
But the thing with that is, like, when I do my nude stuff, I always shoot with people I trust who have also shot other models who do nude. That's what they specialize in.
Right.
I've been fortunate to work with this one photographer who's gay, and it's great because I get the best images from him because I don't have to worry about him
right.
hitting on me. Now, at first, you know, I brought a guy with me to the photo shoot, you know, just for my safety. And he was more uncomfortable than I was because he was making eye contact with old boy. So, you know, it was I was fine. But the guy I brought was uncomfortable. He was like, "I ain't coming here with you next time," you know. So, yeah, it's nothing like that. Before I shoot with anybody, I have to see, and I jump into my professionalism real quick when I do shoot. I have to see a resume. I have to see a portfolio.
Okay.
I need to know who you've worked with, so on and so forth. And I'm going to check your credentials. And usually when I start
right.
speaking in this tone, a lot of them will back off because they don't, they think, oh, wow, I didn't know she was about her business, about her paper. Oh, yeah, I'm about my money. I'm about my business. I want to protect me by all means.
Right.
So,
do you find
and
a lot of guys that,
contract. Go ahead.
Do you find the guys that, a lot of the guys that so-called themselves photographers, or really just trying to get pictures of naked women?
Of course. Yeah. It's like the best line you could ever use. Of course they are. That's why these girls are so quick to, "Ooh, I'm going to shoot with a photographer." You know, they, "Ooh, photo shoot." No, honey, you just busting it wide open for nothing. Nothing. Like, absolutely nothing. This man has no portfolio. He ain't never shot with nobody. He just went and got him a camera, a tripod, and he just shoot pictures of your naked ass.
At his homeboy house.
Yeah,
at his homeboy
house. He don't put a sheet down. He don't put a sheet down. Now you a model, girl. You a model. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to tell
like
you it's in my area, I've seen a lot of girls go through this. A lot of them try to hit me up. And I tried my best the first few years of modeling, try to tell them about the business because I had to learn the business from somebody. Somebody had to put me up on game. And
right.
I just want to shout out Dominique Hudson from Memphis. She was my manager. I got to give her props. She is all about this. So she gave me the 411. And so once I got it, I tried to help other people. But all you can do with these girls is tell them. Because a lot of them be feeling themselves extra hard. You know what I mean? Somebody done told
right.
them they cute. They got over 100 likes on their picture. Oh, they the shit. You can't tell them nothing. Exactly. They think I'm modeling because I take camera phone pictures. You not, babe. You not. Until
right.
you get published in a magazine, then you can say you're a model. Until then, babe, you just Facebooking. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's all it is.
That's what a lot of them do. They get all those likes and they think they're a supermodel.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? You really can't blame them all for it. It's also the people who hyping them up.
Right, that's true.
You know,
true.
Now, what they're supposed to do with all those lights is take it to the next level, and that's booking with a well-known photographer, getting published, start making this money the right way, and yada, yada, yada. But they don't do that. They just, let me post this other picture and get 1,000 likes. If you ain't making no profit
right,
off your pictures you posted on Facebook, you ain't doing nothing. Not nothing.
Right.
You like,
that's what
they ain't equal dollar
like.
Signs, you ain't doing nothing.
And I say the same thing. I was like, let me know when Facebook start paying for likes, you know, and I'll be straight.
I'm telling you.
When they start doing that, I'm cool.
Right. That's right. And it's just, it's so much stuff I would love to just tell a lot of these girls about, but they're not going to listen. So they gotta bump their head a few times. They really do. Because I think, like I said, they be hyping them up so hard. And then when they step into the professional world and see that all these, you know, you ain't the only bad bitch out here, girl. Wake up. Old girl over there, she looks as good as you, if not better. What else are you bringing to the table besides a small waist and a fat ass and light skin and Brazilian hair? What you got? Green eyes? She got green eyes too. Her eyes are blue. You got to do something to make yourself stand out. All that shit ain't going to work when you stepping in front of 10, 15 other girls on the set and they look just as good as you, if not better. What you bring into the table?
That's the
a lot of them don't even know what they bring into the table. Ooh, I got a fat ass. So what? Everybody does.
Exactly. Because I know I know when they walk in those in that competition, like some kind of competition, a photo shoot. I know they walk. Some women had to walk in there and be like, "Damn, wait a minute, shit, am I ready?"
Exactly. You have to. Matter of fact, let me just tell you about an experience I went through. Videos I do. I think I might have been doing a video with Lil White, and I wasn't intimidated. Nobody intimidates me because I'm confident in my own self. But I think it was his girlfriend, maybe a friend of her. Beautiful women, okay. And I'm only one on the set looking basic. Let me just go ahead and say it. I was looking basic as a motherfucker, amateur. And they could look at me and tell I was just basic as a motherfucker. But what I brought to the table was I was confident in my own skin. You know, I was nice. I brought that southern charm. And I was like, damn, okay. All right. You know, and so that made me stand out. It did. You know, so, and that's what I bring when I do every shoot, video, whatever. It don't make no difference.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you got your confidence, Miss Southern Lady. You know, what area are you from?
Well, I live in Mississippi.
Tell people. Okay.
Yeah, I'm from Mississippi. I hail from, I'm going to say, Northeast Mississippi. That's where I'm from. That's where I rep. 660.
And I don't know if you want to give your location. These dudes might start trying to find you.
Nah, I don't give out my location. I don't do that. That's dangerous.
I know. That's what I was going to say. You know, I don't know if we want to do that, you know.
Nah, I don't do that.
Shoot out your social networks and everything so people can check you out, young lady. And anything else you want to shout out or whatever you want to do.
My Instagram and my Twitter is Yummy Body, which is YUM_MI Body. My Snapchat is Yummy with 3X, and that's YUM_MI 3Xs. And that's it.
Cool. All right, young man. I'm glad you called in. We got to do another one sometime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And you're going to have to let me know where you be at, you know.
I know. I'll be all over the place. I'll be busy.
I'll be traveling up and down this road. So, you know, maybe one day when you're hosting a show or something like that, just let me know. You know, you can inbox it to me or something. I won't, you know, put it out there.
I'll do that. All right.
Okay. I appreciate you calling into the radio show, young lady.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
All right. Y'all jamming right here on High Hits Radio, the hottest radio show online. That was Yummy Body. Y'all got to check out. Fine young lady. I follow her on Twitter, YUM_MI Body. And let me see. I think she got the triple X by her name. Let me see. Yummy. Yeah. No, it's Yummy Body. Yummy Body. YUM_MIBODY. For those that know how to spell body. Yummy Body. And on Instagram also, y'all. Check her out. Y'all jamming right here on High Hits Radio, the hottest radio show online. And we'll be right back after this.